Hello everyone, I hope you all are doing very, very, very well. Welcome to this month's ramble session, whatnot. So, I have a lot of things that I want to talk about with you all, and also nothing at all, which is kind of the theme for all of my monthly rambles. But first off, some fun things that recently happened is I got my ears pierced for the first time. Yeah, you would think that I would have gotten them pierced a long time ago, but no. Got my ears pierced for the first time ever, actually, when this ramble goes out yesterday. So, yeah. So that was a lot of fun, and it didn't hurt as much as I thought it would, but now I'm looking up like a bunch of different earrings that I've always wanted but never got because I just didn't have piercings then. So that's been really, really fun to do. But other than that, a lot of life changes are going to be happening for me within the coming months leading into next year. Speaking of, we're 5 months off of being done with this year, which is a little bit more than 5 months, but you get it, like 5 months and a half, which is insane. I feel like this year has been going by so fast, which is a blessing because I want this year to be done and over with, because as you guys might have heard from me talking about it in the Patreon chat on Discord, or just in passing, or just me complaining about it in tweets, I'm gonna be done with university or college, depending on, you know, what part of the world you're from. I'm gonna be done with my education for the foreseeable future at the end of this year. So I'm really looking forward to just being done, calling it a day, and just working on content full time for a little bit. I'll share more when that entire thing happens. I most likely will be doing a ramble when I'm like graduated, and I'll like talk about my plans for the future and all that stuff. So stay tuned for that, because I do have a lot that I want to share with y'all in terms of that. Well, I'll share as much as I can, but there's a lot. But there are also going to be some personal life changes for me starting next month that I won't go too much, well, I won't really talk about until it actually happens. But it's basically, I'm gonna have to take on a lot more responsibility going forward, which is kind of scary, but also it is what it is. You kind of just, there are certain things in life I feel that you just need to face head on, and this is one of those situations. But everything will be okay. Don't worry about me too much, or at all. Actually, I'm fine. I promise I'm okay. But again, I'll share more when all of that happens. It's just like there's a lot that's going on in my life that I want to talk about, but the things that are happening haven't happened yet, but they will happen. So I don't want to talk about it before they happen, because, you know, I don't want to like jinx myself. Does that make any sense? But yeah, anyway. But I did want to talk about something that I think I've spoken about a lot in the past. I'm really tired right now. But I want to talk about something that I've talked about in the past. So a while ago, I think I made a ramble where I talked about inching on burnout. And I'm not going to say that I'm inching on burnout again, because that wouldn't be accurate, because I'm not burning out when it comes to content. I'm not, and I can't even call it burnout. I think I'm just like, I just need a break. And it's not because of content this time around, which is good, because I want to do this for a very long time. It's actually from my corporate job. So, yeah, if you don't know this, I work a corporate job, and I'm also in school, and I also do content, so there's a lot going on in my life, simultaneously, and I'm not entirely sure how I've been keeping it all together, thus far, but it is what it is, and we're you know, rolling with the punches. But, this time around, it is not content, it is my corporate job. So thankfully I'm done with my corporate job in the beginning of August, so I don't have to deal with this for too much longer. But things with my day job have not been going too well in terms of the assignments that I've been getting and the just like what I've been doing for my position and all that stuff. I've realized recently that monotony really kills, like really, really, really kills motivation. And you would think that I would have figured this out by now. But the problem is, like, there's a certain kind of monotony when it comes to content creation, and a certain kind of monotony when it comes to doing the same exact carbon copy thing over and over again. So let me explain. So with content, right? The process for me is writing, recording, editing, and then uploading, or like scheduling, whatever you want to call it, right? And you would think that this entire process would become monotonous after a while, but it doesn't, because the content of what I write is drastically different depending on the day. The content that I record is drastically different on any given day. What I edit is different on any given day. And what I upload is, well, uploading is the only part of that entire process that is monotonous, but it isn't it's a necessary part of the process. So like it takes like 2 seconds. Well, it takes longer than that, but like you get what I mean. Like it's not exactly laborious to the point where you would get really, really annoyed if you just because it's a part of the entire process, like you don't get annoyed by it, just if that makes any sense. But there's a difference between doing that entire process and sitting at your desk for like 7 to 8 hours every single day reading a bunch of documents and writing reports on them, and the documents in and of itself are basically the same, except there are a few things that are slightly different. So I've realized that I can't do that. I really can't sit there and do the same exact thing over and over again every single day when the content in and of itself is basically the same. Like I can't just sit there and do that because it really, really, really kills my motivation to do anything. So recently I haven't been wanting to do anything at all because of that, which really sucks, because I want to be productive and I want to do things and I want to work, but I physically just can't bring myself to do it because I am so annoyed and exhausted and just at my wit's end all the time. I spoke to a couple of coworkers about the project that I've been working on and how just draining it was, because I'm just basically doing the same exact thing over and over again. Whilst everyone around me are doing like other things, and there's a lot more variety with their work than there is for me. And I think one of my coworkers was like, honestly, I would cry if I were in your position, so more power to you. So I'm glad that I'm not the only like person who like fully feels that way when it comes to monotonous work. It got so bad to the point where I literally begged my manager for like anything else to do, like even if it was like something small or stupid or like just running an errand, like I would have literally done anything else other than just sit there for hours on end reading the exact same thing with slightly different changes over and over again. And I got really, really just annoyed, but I understand that what I'm doing is going to be helpful for other people when they do their work, but at the same time it's just like really annoying that I've been doing the same exact thing for the past like month and a half. So it's just not been fun, but it is what it is. I don't want to complain because I'm grateful to have like the drive to do so many things at once, because I know a lot of people just like, I don't even want to, that sounds really bad, sorry, I don't want to compare, but I'm grateful for the ability to balance a lot of things at once, because if I couldn't, then I wouldn't be able to pursue half the things that I want to pursue. I very much feel like I'm a jack of all trades as opposed to like a master of one. Some like might see the benefit in the way that I function as a person, and other people might see it as like, hey, like, you're never gonna excel at anything. But, you know, at the same time, it's just like, well, I get to do a lot of things all at once, and I get to pursue a lot of things until I find the one that I really want to stick with. And if I don't want to, if I just can't find the one that I want to stick with, like the one thing I want to stick with for the rest of my life, it is what it is. You know, I'll just do a bunch of things and I'll figure it out. And there's nothing wrong with that. I hate the whole idea where, like, you need to, like, figure something out for yourself by a certain point in your life, because it never really seemed like fair to me, and not even just fair, just never seemed logical, because your life doesn't end at a certain point in time. Your life keeps going. It's just what you do, like, that changes, and who you are as a person, like, changes and such. But, like, people, you can, like, I don't know how to phrase this properly. Like, what I'm trying to say is you can start over at any point in your life. And I'm like, you can just keep starting over and over and over again, as long as you have the energy and the determination and the drive to do so. And yes, at a certain point, I understand that quite a few people just don't want to do that. But I think it's, for me, as I am right now, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I don't mind starting over from scratch over and over again until I can figure out exactly what I want to do. I have a lot of dreams and aspirations and goals, but they're long-term goals that just can't be, you know, achieved overnight. So I'm really looking forward to when my corporate rat arc ends, so I can finish my degree and then move on with my life, because this has been the biggest killer for my motivation. If you're wondering why I've been like, if I've like seemed like different a little bit, I don't even think like I seem different, but like, if you're wondering if there's anything going on behind the scenes in terms of my mood and like how often I've been streaming or posting or whatever, this is what's been affecting it. It is what it is. We'll get through it. It's not a big deal. It'll be fine. Sorry if my voice sounds a bit strange. Again, I am tired, and I was up a little bit late last night, so just, yeah. I don't know what else I wanted to talk about. No, I think that's it. Oh, yes. So when this audio goes up, my birthday will be coming up, and I have a lot of fun things planned for that week leading up, not leading up to my birthday, but the week of my birthday, like after my birthday. There are a lot of fun things that are going to be happening, and I wanted to wait until all of that happened before I made a ramble, but I was like, no, we're going to do this now, because, I guess I'll share whatever, like, in the next ramble or whatever, or I'll make a post or something like that. But yeah, I don't really have much else I want to, or, like, I don't have much else I'm able to talk about. But yeah, I'll let you all know, how, like, I'm feeling and such, after my corporate arc is done. But yeah. Everything will be okay. It's just been my mantra. Just everything will be perfectly fine. Everything will work itself out. It'll be okay. Just temporary, like, inconveniences. I'm trying not to let temporary inconveniences, like, run my entire life. I can be mad or upset or, like, tired or whatever for now, but because there is an end in sight, I'm trying my best to stay positive. So yeah, it'll be okay. We'll be good. It's fine. I feel like the more that I say that it's fine, the more like it's not believable, but it will be okay. I promise. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to me ramble about stuff. My life is boring, but at the same time eventful. So, and whatever else. So, it be what it be, what can I say? But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I shall see you all in my next video/stream/audio/wherever else you might find me. Take care.